Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore S500 companies through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Javelink, a global manufacturing services company known for its diverse range of products and services. We'll delve into how behavioral finance influences their decision-making, their approach to DEI, their adaptability in the manufacturing sector, and how they compare to other companies in their industry. Let's dive in.
Javelink operates in a highly competitive manufacturing industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overconfidence and risk aversion impact their strategic decisions and market performance?
Overconfidence and risk aversion are significant for Javelink. Overconfidence might lead them to overestimate the success of new products or markets, potentially resulting in overinvestment or strategic errors. Risk aversion could make them cautious about investing in new technologies or entering new markets due to fear of potential losses, which might limit their growth opportunities. Balancing these biases is crucial for making informed decisions and maintaining a competitive edge in the manufacturing sector.
Javelink's management of these biases impacts their market strategies and product development. Effectively balancing overconfidence and risk aversion helps them navigate the complexities of the manufacturing industry.
Exactly. Managing these biases effectively is key to sustaining a strong market presence and adapting to industry changes.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Javelink. How does DEI intersect with their behavioral finance approach?
DEI is crucial for Javelink, particularly in fostering an inclusive environment for their diverse workforce and clients. Strong DEI practices can enhance decision-making and contribute to a more innovative and collaborative work culture. For instance, a diverse team can bring varied perspectives that are valuable for product development and understanding market needs. A commitment to DEI can also improve the company's reputation and attractiveness to investors who value socially responsible practices. Effective DEI initiatives support talent acquisition and retention, contributing to long-term success.
Investors increasingly value DEI, especially in sectors where understanding diverse perspectives and fostering an inclusive environment are crucial to business success.
Exactly. Javelink has focus on DEI not only benefits their internal culture, but also enhances their market positioning and appeal to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptability, Javelink operates in a rapidly evolving manufacturing industry. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Javelink's strategy involves staying agile and responsive to market changes by investing in advanced manufacturing technologies, optimizing supply chains, and adapting to shifts in customer demands. Behavioral finance helps them manage risks associated with market fluctuations, technological advancements, and evolving consumer needs. Their ability to adapt to new developments and maintain a competitive edge is crucial for long-term success. Balancing risk and innovation is essential for navigating the dynamic manufacturing sector.
Javelink's adaptability is key to its success in the competitive manufacturing market. Their ability to manage risks while embracing new opportunities helps them stay relevant and competitive.
Exactly. Javelink has focus on adaptability and market responsiveness helps them navigate the complexities of their industry and maintain a strong market presence.
Now, let's compare Javelink to other major manufacturing companies like Flextronics, Celestica, and Sanmina. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ among these companies?
Javelink's dynamics can be compared to Flextronics, Celestica, and Sanmina. Flextronics is known for its broad portfolio and global reach, appealing to investors looking for diversified manufacturing services. Celestica focuses on electronics manufacturing services with an emphasis on innovation and customer solutions, targeting those interested in specialized services. Sanmina offers integrated manufacturing solutions with a focus on advanced technologies, attracting investors interested in high-tech manufacturing capabilities. Jabilink, S emphasis on innovation, supply chain optimization, and market responsiveness offers a unique value proposition compared to these competitors.
Jabilink, S focus on innovation and market responsiveness offers a distinct value proposition compared to its peers, each with different strengths and focuses within the manufacturing sector.
Absolutely. Each company's behavioral finance dynamics influence their strategies and investor perceptions, making Jabilink a unique player in the manufacturing industry.
To sum up, Jabilink's approach to business is influenced by behavioral finance principles, including how biases impact their market strategies and product development, their commitment to DEI, and their adaptability in the manufacturing sector. Understanding these factors provides insight into their market positioning and potential risks and rewards.
That's right. Analyzing these dynamics helps clarify what drives Jabilink's performance and how behavioral biases influence their decisions.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Keep exploring and stay curious.